Trompies. Skiang en goma. 1959 is Car Drive. We are on the streets. We are on the air. Kicked it off with Lola's theme, The Shapeshifters. And I don't know how many people are going to appreciate that track, but I'm assuming Car Idol is going to be lit nonetheless. Welcome to it.
Masuga logo!
I guess people did appreciate it.
I'm a Jim fantasy. Thank you, Mr. Joma. Thank you, Mr. Joma. I'm the Nilanos Soviet, I know. Opening after school, after school. I saw about Mr. Joma. Batate, batate, batate. Old school. I'm a Yoko Matu 2000 Pelano. Lazy age Pelanis. Sabanga, Mr. Joma.
Tango! Tango!
Yeah, boy. And you know, that wasn't even supposed to be our opening song. We were supposed to open up with the Mariah Carey track. But then, Unati closed off her show with the Mariah Carey track. So obviously we couldn't do that. So we decided to go with Lola's theme. So I'm glad you actually enjoyed it.
Eita, sekunjalo. After school is after school, Baba. I know, seku on, seku on. Vari you on. I seku on, Sizwe. I kuing serili, mfo, kuing serili. Your show slaps. I chinen. Sekunjalo, Kaya Drive. After school is after school. We on the streets. I hope now I'm on the air. Azisha.
Yes, indeed. You were on the air. And I guess you were also on the streets.
No, I'm a different person. Yeah. Turn my world around. Woo! Now I'm a different person. Yeah. Turn my world around. Oh, I'm a different person. Yeah. Turn the
street
on the air.
Hey,
turn my world
round.
Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, look,
Zatu, Mara. Kia, see, ah, Mr. Tobama, Mr. Mr. Mama, I'll tell you, I'm busy, young, and I'm busy. Sekia land. Happy September, my feet. Sebonga, Mr. Domain, the team.
I'm going to get seen. So we try and have something for everybody, right? If Lola's theme is your kind of vibe, you're on the white girl vibes, and then if we pantula, then it's a trompies, a conky inganj. Okay. You know, I remember in primary school, we went to school with a guy, his name was Cyril, and he used to love football because his father loved football. Mm-hmm. His father was an Orlando Pirates supporter. Mm-hmm. So much so that if Pirates had lost, his father wouldn't eat that day. I think also they wouldn't eat as well. There's something weird like that. And I remember thinking, wow, this is quite extreme. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it was out of choice or circumstance, but because he loved his dad so much and they were both such just avid like Pirates supporters, I suppose, yeah, they'd be like, as long as I'm saying. When you think about it, I suppose it kind of makes sense because, you know, it's a form of uzila, some form of mourning. But I could never love a football match or a football team that much. And luckily for me, my dad is not really much into sports. You know, he used to play football when he was younger, but I've never, like, he'll watch a game, Jay, if he comes across it. But it's not going to be an issue if they lose or anything like that. But in some households, it's actually quite a big deal to the point where you can't support any other team if you're part of that household. So like if you, Katleho, were to marry into a household where they support Orlando Pirates and maybe you came there supporting Kaizer Chiefs.
Yeah.
Now there's like a big battle.
I know. At home, it's not that hectic. My brother is a Kaizer Chiefs fan.
Yeah.
My dad and I are Orlando Pirates. So I don't know. I'm not into sports, but it's just my dad and my brother. So they're the ones who can have those battles.
So if you're not into sports, then how come you support Orlando Pirates? Because of your dad?
Yes.
Default.
It's literally by default.
Okay.
Yeah.
Daddy's girl.
Yes.
Ty, if you knew your dad, would you support his team?
I know him. And I also know that he was, yeah, no. I don't know, guys. I have no idea. So luckily for me, he's not around. So I don't have that dilemma.
And
in my
mom?
Life. I can support whoever. Mom, I think by default, because of her brothers, she's more of a Pirates fan. But I think that's as far as it goes. It ends with her.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, Sandman, you having a baby soon. Are you going to insist that the baby supports your team?
It's funny you say that because we've had this discussion. So the missus and I, we pretty much don't support the same team locally or internationally or whatever. So we made a rule to say the baby will choose whatever they want to support and we will respect it. No one can influence it. There's no buying of Man United or Man City nappies and, you know, those baby clothes, nothing.
But how's this the baby going to choose?
Yeah, they'll just grow up in whatever team they like. If it's Chiefs or Arsenal, I skis for them, but that's who they'll choose. And we'll just have to respect it.
Ah, guys, but you're going to have to wait years before you can decide. I like to settle things quickly. So you know what you should do? You should get your jersey. She should get her jersey. You guys put the baby in the middle. And then whenever the baby starts crawling, if it crawls towards the one side, that's it. Done.
Oh, man.
Nope. And it is, nope, we don't.
And it should also be a winner takes all, because now there's going to be two people in the household to support that team. The person who loses must switch teams.
No, you see, that's the thing. We don't want anybody to feel left out. We don't want this thing to be a fight. We feel supporting a team should be a celebration. It should not be something to spite someone. So if baby wants West Ham, then sure, they'll be the only one who supports West Ham.
Okay. Well, give us a shout, okay? We're speaking about supporting teams within the household. Have you experienced this? Is it a big issue for you? Or are you just like cats? You're just like, it's not really that big. It's not that big deal. 086-00-00959. Hit us up on WhatsApp, 063-688-0959.